Would maybe have to contact the consultants and the contractors to see how it can be done sooner. In the meantime, we may decide to sit at the banquet hall or wherever, but we will decide on it tomorrow when Parliament resumes sitting.
So are we certain this might not really affect public parliamentary business?
Oh, well, even if it delays it for one day, it might have affected it. But I'm looking forward to attending to the problem as early as possible, and then we'll move forward. But I'm saying to us that if it may not be possible to hold business here, the transaction of business here tomorrow, we can relocate to some other place.
So we are attributing this to a repair work that was done some 2 years ago.
Yes, it would appear that maybe the re-roofing was not very well done. Because as I indicated to you, the roof has been there, the old roof has been there. We have never suffered this tragedy until it got removed, being replaced, and this is what we are now seeing. Now, having said so, I think I also need to be cautious, because you need to also know the intensity of the storm before you come to a conclusion. And because I'm not in a position to ascertain for now the intensity of the storm, I'll be cautious to attributing it primarily to poor work.
Now, in the course of transacting business, when the storm started and the rain started dribbling in the chamber, your friends on the other side started walking out. Is it mad the beauty of passing your first amended bill?
Well, we would have wished that we would have stayed. I don't know why. But I would suggest to you that this whole business was contrived. Even before the rain, when we came to sit upon the long break that we had, you saw that there were many of them in the chamber. As we came to attend to the bill, they started drifting away. You saw it from where you were sitting. You saw it. That was before the rain. So with or without the rain, they were perhaps purposed not to participate in the proceedings. It's their business. I mean, they can walk away, they can boycott. It is their right. I wouldn't want to question it. But I would just want you to avert your mind to what business was going on that side before the downpour, before the rainstorm.
Minister.
Thanks.